August 2nd, 2011. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Last night from another leg of Stooges touring. Oh, we started off with John Coltrane when he's with Miles Davis doing If I Were a Bell. And then we heard Streaker by Tobacco featuring Notrable. N-O-T-R-A-B-E-L.
Notrable?
Yeah,
I'll go for that.
Notrable.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Anyway, something new from Mr. Tom and Tobacco. He's going to be going on tours again soon. Yeah, a little humid.
Yeah, it was raining a bunch of the
and
day.
It was raining it was tripping, earlier. Totally I tropical. Tried to catch Abe Lincoln. When did she pull out? Yesterday?
I think yesterday or the night before. It was
I thought
crazy.
She was going to stay for Tuesday, so right. I was going to try to paddle the yak. And when I came there was nothing.
Yeah, my nephew sailed his little Opti right up to it, and then they came with the big old
fire hoses.
Yeah, they didn't hose them down, but they were buffering them. Right. Little 9-year-old in the sailboat threatening the big old aircraft carrier.
And I heard there was some plug with traff.
Oh, my God. It was like traffic out
there. It was like backed up
all the way to Harbor College, Man, oh, man, it was nuts. It just reminded me of why I don't like leaving my neighborhood too much.
And they brought it here. Navy, it was Fleet Week.
Yeah, there were like five
maybe
ships.
20 years since
minesweepers.
Yeah, and probably a destroyer or something. Uh-huh. A couple little ships to support, right?
Yeah, you got somebody posted a whole bunch of pictures from they got on the tour, so I'll forward them to you.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of the tourists got scissored.
Yeah.
And, you know about this map?
Oh, yeah, the stay out of Pedro is too dangerous. The U.S. Navy can travel around the world to conquer people, but can't go hang out in Pedro.
They can't even go down to Long Beach. But watch out, because Pedro is a high drug use distribution zone. Like a red line or something was on this. But then I heard on the other side of the map was where to go in Long Beach.
Yeah. So it's like some little PR move.
Yeah,
there.
The Chamber of Commerce over there. Yeah. Got to jump on.
Yeah, come here.
4,500 sailors. There's some beers.
Yeah, they got some coins to drop.
You know?
Liberty.
Liberty cause. But I thought that was kind of jive.
Yeah.
I heard about it. I was in, we were talking about Corsica. Because I was there for the first time and it was bitching. Weather kind of like Pedro. A lot like Italy. Driving up Big Sur on PCH. Except more volcanic, more sandstony too. You can see where the winds whip big old grooves and stuff. And a lot of, what's it called, Muscatel? We get this wine.
Italian
old men like you.
Yeah.
That's the Muscat.
Oh, okay, the Muscat zone,
there.
Huh?
Yeah. And then there's a lot of olive and chestnuts. They got this bread that keeps for 3 weeks. There was some Genovese governor 500 years ago that made everybody plant 4 trees.
Oh, cool.
One was chestnut, one was maple, one was olive. I'm too retarded to remember the fourth one. I'll think of it later.
So
but anyway, it kind of brought in these kind of things. I mean, I was in the north part where the finger is. It's called Cape Corse. We on one day, usually get out of Dodge a gig day after the gig, but we stayed and took a drive up the coast to some little town called Nonza, and it had like a little hill fort on a cliff, and ate shallow, ate wild boar.
Wow.
That was a trip. And kind of gravy, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, and then the other chows were seafood things like mussels and fish, octopus. Their octopus salad was weird. It was like potato salad with pieces of octopus.
Oh, wow.
Not the lemon and oil vinegar like we do. And, yeah, shrimps and grilled bass. I had one. And there was, it is good pad. And not too, I mean, the pads are coming in, condos and stuff, and some of the more towns. But it's still pretty mostly nature,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think only one train line between Bastia and Yakoza. That's where Napoleon was born, mm-hmm. the big town, more in the south. So we weren't there. We were way up in the north.
So it's a very Italian, but really France.
Patrimonial. France has been running it. They'll say Corsican. Their flag is just this white field with a Saracen's head on it. That was like, I thought that was like the, I don't know, emblem of the airline. Like, no, man, this is on the flag and everything. And they were their own republic for maybe 20 years or something, 1700s. Yeah, but a lot of the names, yeah, Italian and the names of the towns. And it's much closer to Italy than France. Mm-hmm. Sardinia's right next to it. And, I don't know, I liked it a lot. But there's French, too, you know, they've been running the last couple hundred years, and so it's kind of a mixture. And people are very cool. Land, very cool. Actually, the airport was on the other side, so we had to drive across the whole little finger up there in the north, and it was some windy-ass road. Yeah, but
really you get to check out new territory.
Yeah, very happening. The other two gigs were French. One in near Geneva, in Avion, where they get the water. Ooh. So this is by the French part of Switzerland. And the Alps are right there. And Saint-Julien in Geneva is the name of the town. And there was a cat there, you know, kind of kebab plaid, but he had some mixture with Italiano, so it's like that, yeah. But I had him his Mexican pizza, you know, with the chilies and shit. And this weird mix between Turk, Italian, and French.
Oh.
Yeah, trippy. That's what it's all about. And then the other French town was, yeah, when I got there. Already my mind is like gone. No, when I got there, we went to Corsica. From Corsica, we flew. Oh, it was Carcassonne. Mm. With the inside a castle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this is in the Languedoc part where they speak a French kind of Catalan called Occitane. And played in Carcassonne, but stayed a couple days in Toulouse. So I've never been there. Little tiny streets. It's the Maltese cross on a red flag. If you know about Cathars, there was some heavy history there. And then a Belgian gig. Just about 30 miles west of Brussels. East of Brussels, I'm sorry. And they're all good. All good gigs.
So Toby was still playing?
Toby Dammit, Larry Mullins, whooping it up and playing great. Ig was incredible. Brother Steve, James Williamson, everybody doing good. I didn't clam that much either. I mean, I got shit up on the hoot page, the diary, so you can check that out.
But what's the health report of Scott?
Scott, he's going to go to Florida soon. He's healed up enough to fly.
Cool.
That's what I heard. Let's hear some more music. Thank you.
水をつなぐ互い違いに渦巻くままに歌うままに走るままに突き出るまま揺れるままに壊れ去るまま燃えるままに捨てられるまま拾われるままに水をつなぐ互い違いに渦巻くままに。そして旅が終わったら、柔らかな太陽のこめかみから世界の紐が湧き出てくる。水が気づくわらぶき小屋、その戸口に一匹の魚が泳ぐ。その奥の暗がりにも二匹の魚は果てしなく旅を続けている。小屋の前には花々が咲き乱れ、と思う間にコンクリートの巨大なゴミがそそり立つ。かねてあった時の流れ、今はうっそうと霧が立ち込めている。ふと立ち寄る小舟には、ガラス張りの海とガラス張りの記憶の海が積まれている。その外れにはいつも壊れかけの高速道路が、行くあてもない車の列を乗せ転がっている。地図には生きながらえてとあっても、実際にはただのむき出しの喉の震えがあるだけだ。さらには幸せなどという地点は実際には、水色の顔の傷口に行き来する一匹の華麗なヤモリの鳴き声なのだ。仕事とか食うとか飲むとか楽しむとか、見事に力強く記されてはいるが、実際には真夏の日盛りに投げ出された飛べない蛾の羽ばたきだ。おろおろすることはない。世界はもぬけの殻だ。振り返らなくともいい。心は次々に水に溶けていってしまう。出かけよう。そして旅が終わったら。 美しい川のほとりで会おう。
On by.
Pedro Show. You just heard Pelican Watched as the Sun Sank. That's something new from the guys in Tokyo Light. They got a brand new album.
Cool.
Yeah. And before that, we heard The Four Corners by Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up Out of the Sea featuring The Old Man.
Yeah.
A name for a band. Mobile. And that's good old Joe helping him out there with the spiel. For that, we had Earth Day 2011 poetry reading by Joaquin Ney. I know I was on tour during Earth Day, so that's to make up for that. And then we started all off with Light Lit by Sawako and Benefit Comp, Tohoku region. Japan, they had another earthquake.
Oh, man.
But not big damage. Eka-san said she felt it in Ichinokura. So I think it was a couple hundred miles out at sea. Uh-huh. It was, you know, shaking away. Yeah, you were saying about your back.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, last week.
Last week was lame. When I was doing this stuff.
Yeah, I was crawling.
You were crawling. And people, you got to watch this maneuver. This is just trying to... Brother Matt got a new, you know, bed, and he was trying to adjust on it.
Yeah,
his bed, and
didn't even have to do nothing.
Yeah. Sleep just down. Lay there and try to get it in there. And took him out. Took him out of the race.
Like a week and a half I had the thing, and it was just like that little adjustment period went the wrong way.
Not funny. It's horrible. So sorry for it, man.
Yeah, back in action.
You're back in action now, though. And, anything else happened?
Oh, it was a bitchin' party at Royal Palms. Good old school Pedro party. That was great.
He
saw Pete.
He's a second man, organ man.
Pete was jamming it up down there. There was a bunch of kids. This kid, Eli, my friend's stepkid, that just charmed a bunch. He was just playing, like, acoustic guitar and had a big old repertoire, lots of Sublime. And he was like a 16-year-old kid who was homeschooled, surfs part of the year in Costa Rica. Just like this cool kid.
Yeah.
And he was charming the crowd. There was a bunch of different bands. And a lady.
Is that Furman?
Royal Palms. Royal Palms,
down
the
old
time. Yeah, like little undercover fiesta.
Generator?
No. Just tip the dude and he leaves the cord you can plug in right to the light pole. Yeah, right by the bathrooms. Yeah, right by the bathrooms. Yeah, yeah. So I had a couple extension cords going for the amps and stuff. And
the organ, of course.
Yeah, and all of the, there were barbecues, all kinds of killer grub going on. That lady Bungie Headley? She used to live down there in like the 30s and 40s. She lived with her family at Royal Palms. Her dad was a beachcomber, and she told her story. I got her book in my library at school, and she talked about what it was like living there, like back in the days when the lumber ships were coming down to build L.A., this wood would get washed overboard and stuff, and the whole coastline was just littered with stuff because nobody was picking this stuff up.
Yeah.
So they rented or leased Royal Palms, I think she said, 2,000-foot stretch of Royal Palms for $100 a month.
Yeah.
And then your dad would go pick up floats and Japanese glass floats and pick up wood and everything. Yeah. We need to expand the house and just go hiking up the coast, build a raft with all the wooden stuff they'd find, like Abalone Cove or whatever, then float it down to Royal Palms and then ride it into the surf and then use all that stuff to build or sell or whatever. And that's how they paid for the pad. That's where they lived for years. She got a really righteous story. So, yeah, she's going to be coming to my school to talk to the students. I'm going to have open house. I'll let you know when one of my big barbecues and stuff.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Head out again a week from tomorrow, and this is my biggest one. I'm out 19 days. No. Romania is the last one.
Cool.
Transylvania part.
Neat.
Some more music. Thank you.
Yarururu, 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 yarururu,
Live from Pedro Show. Our last chunk of music for the first hour. Start off Boris with You. Then Gigi's Funky by Alto Jinga Lepers. Some Italianos. And then Prestani da Mirzis by Disciplina Kichma. That's Koja. Whooping on the Wow Wow bass there.
Cool.
And finally Entrenched by Polarity Taskmasters. I got a project I want to do with her. Now, you know a band called Can from the 60s in Germany?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got to play you some. We played some on the show. And I want him to do some drum and bass thing with me.
Oh, bitching.
I wrote him an email, but I didn't get a word back from him. Have you seen him around?
Mm-mm.
Is that Guitar Safari ever open? Is it? Dude, I ride by there every hour of the fucking time,
seen
the
it
day
in a while.
Of the week. And
I haven't seen
I
it
ever
in a while.
I can't ever catch it open.
Yeah, I just sent him an email. I said, man, you know, for being neighbors, I don't see much of you.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a good summer.
Well, I wrote him I left him a thing on the, when I got here last night, I called and said, hey, return, because I got this plan, you know, return the email. I want to record with you. Casa Hanzo's almost done.
Oh, awesome.
He's got the fucking glass in and.
Cool.
Yeah, he's got a little control room. Yeah, very bitchin'. They have a place I can record in Pedro.
You know, it's a little quieter in here?
Yeah. Because you don't have the glass got it.
Don't have the all windows, but it got new double pane doors. Okay. So that's kind of helping to keep some DBs outside.
That's right. It's been the first hour of the August 2nd, 2011 Walk Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. August 2nd, 2011. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, start off the second album. With the cat I met years ago in Moscow, came to a Stooges gig when we first played there, and his name is Alexander, and he's now goes under the name Zalpach, and you heard Kef House was the first time he ever recorded in his little village there. On an electric guitar that he made himself, wood, you know, and stuff, and pick up, you know, never played before, but he thought, if I'm going to play it, I might as well make it.
Bitchin'.
Or buy one, you know. Yeah, pretty bitchin'. His pop was an artist. He also did sculptures, and he's telling me about his mentor, this Chapa guy who does incredible paintings, and he also goes by the hardest working boy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's a great cat. A lot of times he's got on stage during the dance part of Stooges gigs. And speaking of which, Rob Pardger, this England guy who comes and does it a lot, saw him a couple times on this trip.
Ah, like Shake a Peel?
Yeah, that's what it happens. In the old days, it used to be a real cool time and no fun. But anyway, Alexander's on the music tape now, and he's driven, man. He's sent me a lot of jams, but this was the very first thing. Like his, kind of the funhouse variations. He said the Kef House, which he says stands for Kiffer. Because during the Soviet times, the funhouse came out over there with a hand-painted cover, like, thing. And, yeah, it was kind of a trip because they couldn't, you know, they didn't have access to open. After that, we heard Dream Bitch by the Dream Bitches. And I think they're Brooklyn. And Silent All These Years from, of course, our favorites. We have a Meth Lab. And My Vanishing Twin by Swenson Klein. It's between North Canada. And The Flight Crew Was Rude by Valerie Kuhn. Matt, Brother Taka's buddy. You know, he joined him in New York City.
Oh.
Yeah. We played some music last show. They're all in New York City now, sweating to death. But they're making music, and they're digging it. And
bitching.
Yeah, I can see people coming to L.A. and getting bummed out on the music scene a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and those guys are cool people. I think Matt's going to come back for a week, though, and do some jams. The school. You're gonna have a cube open house.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what she's going to come.
Yeah, yeah. So.
You know when that is? I hope I'm here. I get back.
I guess first or second week of September.
28, and then I got some. The last Stooges gigs of 2011 are Hollywood, Las Vegas, San Francisco. 7, yeah. 10, 7, 9, 11, 12. Mm. I think. 7-10-11. Yeah, 7-9-11. Mm. Or something like that. Is it after the 12th?
I believe there's a good chance it's after the 12th.
Somebody wanted Dose to play with them at Harold's.
Oh.
I said, Dose is probably better at Sacred Ground than Harold's.
You can hear those bottles clanking.
I can imagine Kay and Harold. Oh, man. I mean, she would do it. I know it.
Yeah, not the prime venue for that.
No. So maybe second venue. Pete and Gerald. Or prime for them.
Cool.
Definitely prime for them. Yeah. So, Casa Hanzo, that getting together.
Awesome.
And Talia told me next week she'll have some music for us.
Oh, nice.
She's recording some more stuff. I think she's getting the boot from Black Hill.
Oh, man.
Some dog move on her. I'm a lame landlord. But in a way, she said it's kind of good because there ain't no privacy.
Time for a fresh bat, fresh butt.
Time for some more music. Thank you. For Pedro Show. You just heard Water Dealer by Yoshi Hampi. Before that, Your Rut is on Fire by Wigwam of Truth. And we started off with Tragic Love by Secret Codes. Brother Matt's moving into a pad across the street from a righteous Mexican chow pad that's been here many years.
No, we don't have to move. House. We don't have to move. That's just going to be the main office.
You'll be so, controlled. That'll be the
puppet
room. Yeah,
the new controller. Yeah, yeah.
Where the marionette holds the strings. Well, those people can get good chow because Enchilada House, it's this lady and her mother has been running it for years.
Awesome, Red Chili Beef.
Yeah. And Connell.
Yeah, yeah. Killer Quesos.
First in Bandini here in Pedro. But it's time in the show, which I was jonesing on because I. And where did I do the last show? I think it was in Toulouse. I did it by myself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was man alone in Toulouse, a rainy Toulouse.
Cool. Toulouse and Toulouse.
Toulouse.
And then the last spin cycle got kind of messed up. Bob. It was like the insert deal.
But you saved the day. It came back. Well, but here you are in real time, real life, giving it to us, brother.
Very cool. Thank you.
I was discussing an alternative myth to the ceramic and fully automatic models of the universe. I call it dramatic myth. The idea that life as we experience it, the big act, and that behind this big act is the player. And the player, or the self, as it's called in Hindu philosophy, the Atman, is you. Only you are playing hide and seek, since that is the essential game that's going on. It's the game of games, the basis of all games, hide and seek. And so since you're playing hide and seek, you are deliberately, although you can't admit this, or won't admit it, you are deliberately forgetting who you really are, what you really are, and the knowledge that your essential self is the foundation of the universe.
backwards and upside down. Backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. And this new hat is new hat upside down.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga.
때 고스톱하게 오면 내가
very happening, brother, man.
Cool.
What was the inspiration for this?
Well, Alan Watts kind of got us started with our universal viewpoint on shifting gears. Then we had some bass nectar, some fresh bass nectar wanted to squeeze out. And a little fresh Marty Party. Bust out to the paint.
What's your plan come the time of the burning, man?
Well, I don't think I'm going to be burning this year. It's just like a month away.
Yeah.
Tickets are sold out. First time they've sold out, so that's kind of trippy. Got a lot of people scrambling, so I'm happy to not be scrambling. I'm not against going.
Is there scalping? But,
it's really frowned upon, but I guess that's typical. But it's
sold out?
Right. But the whole, you don't want to profit the personal it's not about yourself, it's not about profiting, it's not about promoting your own deal, so I'm sure it's going to be happening nonetheless.
Brother Twan's going to be there with the new trip?
No, the new trip is going to be for the next year, so they're just doing the groundwork now, but he's working hard on it.
Right.
They got their headquarters up there in Culver City that they've been doing their deal on the past few weeks. So
you hear of this guy named Banksy?
Yeah, the art guy. Trip? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something on him.
Exit through the
That was weird. Is that for real?
I think it's for real. Well, I think it's maybe he. I talked to Lori about this. I think
I looked at it because my buddy Shepard's in it.
Oh.
Being sued by the Associated Press for that.
Yeah, because he was one of the guys that was one of the staples in that public art.
We go and put up the Andre thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so he had a bunch of. So that guy that they made the movie about, he kind of just ripped off everybody's styles and made his own presentation of everyone else's style, basically. And was very successful at it, I guess. It sounded like
Banksy made the movie.
Right. So it was the discussion I heard was Banksy using this other guy to be him. Because he's a mysterious, unknown character.
Robin.
I don't know.
Robin Gunniger or something. I think they found him.
There's
a picture of him in New Zealand or Australia. 7 years ago or so. It's a mysterious kind of thing, but his art is pretty. I got to talk to Raymond about this.
Yeah, he would think he would have an interesting viewpoint on
that. Yeah, you know, Raymond, don't tell me about this stuff. I know he's aware of it. We're at the end of the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show, August 2, 2011. Hold tight for hour three.
August 2, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Just let it ring. And she looks my way from across the room. She says, try one of these and you'll be high soon. And she looks my way with eyes like daggers. And she looks my way. Everybody feel the same. in a crowded room. She speaks in my head, and she looks my way from across the room. She says, try one of these, and you'll be high too. And she looks my way with eyes like daggers. And she looks my way.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Hanging Out with Hippies by White Wing Angel. Then Shut the Fuck Up by Matt Jones. K-pop after that from just Jones. In People's Homes by To Kill a Petty Bourgeoisie.
Great stuff.
Minnesota. Jones, his name is Matt Jones. He's teaching English in Busan, South Korea.
Oh, wow.
And I think the first two bands are England.
It's a school with Matt Jones.
Yeah, I mean, they ain't getting that name. There must be like 10 million dudes. So, yeah. There's a bunch. I'm finding more and more Mike Watts out there.
Yeah, I'm running into more Mattages, too. That's trippy.
Isn't that trippy? But they're only names. I guess if you're like a Banksy cat,
yeah.
Choose your own name. Find your own name. Find yourself. Have you been to any of these Point Furman things? Do you Shakespeare by the Sea?
My sister said, I haven't hit any Shakespeare. I hit the park a few times.
Melinda, it's been crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
She saw King Lear there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she said it was Waylon.
Yeah, that's a good group. They do a good job at Willie the Shake.
Yeah.
And the park was cool, but it was the same. All the Johnny cover bands and same old lady cover bands. And
same old.
Just kind of a fun, drunken day in the park with cover bands.
Is the Taste of Pedro coming out?
It's coming up this weekend, but it's not going to be here in the park. They're moving to a new location this year.
Where?
They're going to be down on the train tracks down there by the fountain by the projects, yeah. So it's supposed to be the new spot on the train.
Yeah. Floor. I wonder if that'll be better.
Who knows? I kind of liked it here because it was walkable and handy and close, and a Ferris wheel right on the edge of the cliff was bitching. That's like an insane position for a Ferris wheel.
Especially when they're putting on new people and you're at the top just dangling, swinging back.
Some carny tweaker at the helm.
Yeah. Nuts and shit. Here's some more tunes.
I've never ever seen 毒になりまったにハイジャック黙ってヘンズアップお口はチャック Welcome to the Tokyo area 不時着緊急事態 you know ブラブラブラ Win this love game It's this time から undo drop 爆音シンセに no crack crack crackまるで授業中迫るキンパーカン響くスパリさん送る言葉 from キンパスタン Yeah, move everything around me Green, get the connect Dollar dollar bill, yeah このニュース今夜が解禁まるで鼓膜に繁殖する細菌ワクチンが必要液だけ別料金罪な大金詰め込むバーキン
Pedro show. First time Stooges went to Japan was 2004, and there was a really happening cat who was the translator man. His name is Alain. And he went to school here. I think he was inland. I think Whittier. Whittier College, in fact, where Nixon went to school, lawyer. And, well, he's working with some bands now, and has a label. He sent me some music for this compilation, Flavor. He's got a label called Vague Plus. The exclamation point. And he's also working with this, like, what do you call it? Poetry music trio or something. Artistic thing called Golden. And he sent me some of their demos. I played one there. We started with The Wrong Side of the Moon by Golden. And then some tunes off of this compilation. First of that, we heard Smoking Unit by Feeds. And then Take 'Em Up by Shit Robot. And finally, Yes by Big O and Gucci Vump.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that means, but...
Sounds good.
You go, man. He's very cool people, like I said. Len Bossart. He's the one who got me my in-kind. You know, they have for signature, you got a little stamp.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the kind you use for my name. Very cool. A lot of the heavy thump and dance. Shit robot, for sure. Not relaxed. My mom and sister, Friday, are going to leave on a train, Union Station, up to Seattle. And then from there, they take a liner, small one, from a Dutch company to do Alaska. Alaska.
Very cool.
Yeah. So my mom's never been in those parts. I've only played Ketchikan. But yeah. That was wild.
Did that little trip last year. Didn't take the train.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was really bitching checking that stuff out.
You were on a glacier and shit. You were out on the prairie.
Yeah.
I think this is just where the bolt pulls it. I think the last stop is on the way back. Vancouver. But for my mom, it's new. Melinda, too.
Oh, I'll be bitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be up in Oregon this week.
That's right.
Weekend, yeah.
That's right.
My old swimming
holes. She'll be back for Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. So I'll do one more before I bail, and I come back on 28th of August. And then, like I was saying before, we got those September ones.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Everybody wish, keep flowing those well wishes to Scotty Sun, but
yeah,
I heard he's coming to Florida and
heal up more.
Yep. Yep. Must be sweaty. I heard that what's really sweaty is in the middle. Texas, Oklahoma. It's blistering.
Yeah. I was watching some baseball games up around Chicago.
And wow.
Man, I was insane up there, too.
Yeah, so somehow I... God, we're spoiled.
Yeah,
because I was talking about a little humidity. I mean, go on.
A little.
I need big backhand ups.
Yeah, whole country the other day on the map looked pretty crazy, and our little slice here
was all gone.
It was all nice and blue. Everything's hard.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Shimmy sent me this. Mr. Shimmy's been doing this duet. With a cat from France named Robin playing cello and him on guitar.
Neat.
So, let's hear some of that. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Last bit of music for this edition. Jimmy Robin doing Pavan for a Dead Princess. Pavan, I think, is an old Renaissance days dance.
Oh.
Yes. Well, that's some kind of musical notion to it, too. You set around some kind of hypnotic thing. Read more on that. But, yeah, there's going to be another Ouija Mikano.
Well, you're saying December?
End of the year. And I want to go for the third brother, sister's daughter.
Cool.
So, recording. So, maybe Mr. Robin will join us. I don't know. Echoic Triple Dialithic by Texas band Ott with Agnes Stick. Chris, don't be a smelter too. Keep it calm there. Don't get a smelter get you. Oh, and then New York by Le Butcherettes. Le Butcherettes are going to do these four gigs with us.
Oh, cool.
With Stooges. This is Egg was asking me for who I'd recommend for an opening thing, and after playing with them at those during the third opera tour, I thought, well, that. Only guys I could think of.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. Really. That's happening that I came about. And then New York Psycho by Eccles to finish it up.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. Joe Boone wanted to do a Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Week. Cool, excellent.
Yeah, before I cast off for the last Euro leg.
Very cool.
Have Joe Boone come by and do some Captain Beefheart.
Great.
Beefheart. That would be very happening. Then, 8 months since he,
Yeah, he's due for return.
But the captain, too.
Yeah, definitely.
It was in December, right?
Yeah, I think that was the last time he was here, probably was when around the time he died, huh?
Yeah. I remember I was talking to somebody doing an interview. And man, it was like, I didn't know how to answer the next questions. I kept thinking about that. Yeah, it got me. Had me a little shook up. So, I have Joe Boone. He says he's got a bunch of stuff. He's all happy about that.
Yeah, very cool.
Of course.
He's got a show and tell.
Show and tell. The game we play. Who was that?
I don't remember.
There was like a Motown or a soul hit. Yeah, we shouldn't get on the memory game because
it's not a lot up there anymore.
And then we got it. When I come back, we got to do a show with Skipper Jeff on the fucking.
Oh, road. Yeah. We get.
I'm going to have the road boss for Stooges, Eric, on a show I do over there.
Oh, cool.
Because he's.
Yeah, you have
doing
some stuff to say.
A tugboat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from the late 1800s. He's restored it and everything. And
awesome.
Yeah, going to have a whole boat thing. He told me he's going to bring sounds and shit. You know,
cool.
Kind of, what do you call that? When you record.
Oh, like...
found recordings? Or Harry Smith did them in New York City.
Yeah.
Well, he's got this stuff for Boat World and...
Cool.
He also put together a light ship, the frying pan. I guess they have things on it in New York City. But he's got this tug's not just going to be tied up. This guy's going to sail around and stuff. So it'll be an interesting story.
Bitchin'.
But Tuesday, yeah, we get Joe Boone. Have a good trip up to Oregon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for essential aiding in a bed.
Always. Very
it's
cool.
It's been the August 2nd. 2011 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show, people. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.